What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown. I wanted to interview Amy Shaw on the podcast because she's someone I go to when I need some real advice. There's so much noise out there, and she always is the one that says, okay, stop. What I love about Dr. Shaw is that her advice, not always easy, but she pretty much tells me like it is. On this podcast, we've talked a lot about gut health, but we haven't talked a lot about hormones. And Amy Shaw says that your gut health and your hormones are completely intertwined. So I want to understand how one can help the other. Because a lot of women, they just accept it. You're bloated, you're moody, you're anxious. I want to understand what you could do that actually will make a difference. And I turn to Dr. Amy Shaw because she's not only a double board certified MD with training from Cornell, Columbia, and Harvard. She was named one of MindBodyGreen's top 100 women in wellness. She is a very busy working mother of two with a big practice and a wellness brand on top of it. So here's my conversation with Dr. Amy. Good morning, Aim.
Good morning, Bobby.
It's so nice to talk to you. And I'm calling you Aim because I feel so close to you because you're someone that I met a couple years ago, and I'll talk about it for a second. But
it's the universe. I hate saying that because it sounds so cliche, but the universe kind of brought us together, and you've become kind of like a mentor and friend and patient all in one. So thanks for that.
We have a lot of things to share besides health and wellness tips, but you know, being an entrepreneur and honestly being two women doing similar things, we've really supported each other. I feel really proud and thankful that we are not only colleagues, but we're friends.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better.
And, you know, people always say to me, how do you know all these people? And I will share the story of how we met. My side of the story is I was on a boat with my family in the middle of the Mediterranean in Italy. And of course, my digestion went off and I went to some Italian pharmacy. And, you know, them not speaking a word of English, me not a word of Italian, but they figured out that I had some tummy issue. So they gave me all these things and I took a picture of it and I put it on my Instagram and I said something about trying it once again, trying to, you know, fix my tummy. And you popped up and said, I can help you. And I had just heard about you on the Mind Body Green podcast. So do you remember that moment?
Oh, definitely. I remember that. So my side of the story is that I was new to Instagram. Someone said, you know, if you're going to be a doctor who's going to be talking about this wellness stuff, you need to start getting a website and getting on social media. So I opened a site and I joined Instagram right after I did the gut course with Mind Body Green, where I taught kind of a 3-day reset. And guess who started following me? I had like, you know, less than 200 followers, just Bobby Brown. And I was like, you know, mesmerized, because of course we all grew up with Bobby Brown. I grew up, when I was growing up, that was the makeup for brown girls, right? There was not a lot of options with all the other brands for someone with my skin color. And so we really loved your makeup. And when I saw that post, I was like, oh, maybe there's something I can help with, because I definitely can't help you with it, you know, other things. So I reached out. And honestly, it was literally like, hey, I can kind of tell you which one of these might be more helpful than others. And I didn't expect any kind of reply, but I thought in case you needed help, I was there.
And I remember we had a very long talk when I got back. I remember walking in the park and you kind of, you know, helping me. And you're still my go-to when I need to figure something out. And even recently, as I'm trying to figure out this whole, you know, all of my quest and questions, a big thing kind of came to my mind where it's like, okay, there is no answer.
Yeah.
It's in the room. It's you. It's me. It's my crazy lifestyle and stress. And, you know, you've kind of helped me kind of figure that out.
But it's like anything, right? Like whenever we're talking about career, entrepreneurship, life, there's never a clear one shot answer. It's like you got to do everything. It's a journey. It's never a destination.
So your background is, you are a doctor, and what is your specialty?
An MD, and I have a double board certification in both internal medicine, which is kind of general medicine, and then immunology and allergy, which is a specialty. I love the immune system, because I, even back then when I was learning about it, it was like the immune system and the gut and hormones, they were like all intertwined. And so I went to the traditional medical school route, but I had nutrition as my undergraduate degree. So I thought, oh, I'll just tie it all together. You know, I do nutrition, I graduated from there, and then I went to med school, and I thought, okay, I can kind of like put it all together and counsel patients. And guess what? Like the first week I got out of practice after like 25 years of training, and there was like a list of 20 patients I was supposed to see, and there was no room, conversation, or kind of allowance for the stuff that I really wanted to get into.
So right now your practice is on sickness or on health?
Yeah. So I have both. I came to this realization when I had already become a partner in a large 36-person practice. So I came to this place all my life. I was always, you know, go-getter. I went to Ivy Leagues and I wanted to go to med school and I did all this research and basic science. And I knew, I was like, having kids is not going to change me. Age is not going to change me. I'm going to do it all. And then I made partner in this practice and I realized, oh my God, I feel like crap all the time. I was super cranky. All this way I was waiting for this moment, and this moment was terrible. I felt I was having nightmares. My hair was falling out. Like my gut was distended. Like I looked like I was still pregnant. I had two little kids. And I knew there was something very wrong with myself. And when I started to ask my own colleagues, they had no answers for me. They're like, oh, you're getting older. You have kids. You have a busy life. You know, da 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 da.
Wait, I'm sorry. I love a doctor that says da 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 da. Okay, go ahead.
That's when I realized, okay, I got to do something. But, you know, life was busy. It's a whirlwind. You don't ever see the big picture. And so it wasn't until, you know, 6 months of this, 8 months of this, that I had a moment. I had two moments, actually, two horrible, terrible moments. One was I got into a terrible, life-threatening car accident when I was rushing home from a work meeting trying to pick up my kids from karate. And it was so bad you know, I'd never been in a car accident where every airbag imploded and I ran out of the car with all this glass all over me with cuts and bruises. And I said, you know, I got to run across the street because I was almost at the karate place. And I was like, I got to run and go get my kids. And these people thought I had really gone crazy because the person in the other car was like, you know, also shooken up. And it was at an intersection. We were both kind of fighting for that spot. And then the next week, the second thing happened, which is that I had to sit for my second set of boards, which was immunology, and I failed them. Mm-hmm. And like, that was a moment in my life where, you know, all my self-worth was my ability to excel in academics and whatever. The nightmares that I had been having, like, came true, both car accident and this immunology thing. You know, I sat with myself and I said, something's got to change. I can't even think straight. And so that's basically how I got to starting to write for Mind Body Green and then doing the course with Mind Body Green. And then that leads up to when I got to meet you.
And personally, what were the changes you made? Like, what were you doing then that didn't make a difference? I can't imagine you were eating junk food.
Well, I wasn't eating junk food, but I was definitely not cognizant of the fact that our gut has these gut bacteria that feed on certain foods and they grow with, you know, prebiotic fibers. And, you know, I was probably getting the average American amount of fiber, which is about 15 grams. When they looked at really prehistoric times and also up to about 100 years ago, we were probably having more like 150 grams. So we went from 150 grams to maybe 15 grams of a day. I was that busy mom, you know, having Starbucks, but really no vegetables, even being vegetarian. So I knew that there was something there in my diet because it was that busy person's fast choice diet. And I knew there was something wrong with my hormones because I was having like the worst PMS and mood issues. And I was so tired. I would be exhausted even after getting sleep. And I didn't understand, you know, I think a lot of women go through that, you know, especially when their kids are young.
And why are we so tired?
This is the crux of what I've been working on. Basically, what I found out is that your gut is connected to your hormones, which is connected to your immune system, and it all talks to your brain all the time. And so we're tired because we're not taking care of all three of those things. We're not taking care of our gut, our immune system, and our hormones.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn. Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So what are some really simple things people could do?
So you know me, and I've talked to you about this a million times. I love fasting, but I'm kind of a person who likes a busy women's fast, like a busy, what can busy women do? So busy women's fast is just between 13 and 14 hours on average a night, meaning that you would end dinner at 7 p.m. and then not eat till 8 a.m. or 8:30 or 9 a.m.
We're in New York, so we do not, we're not done with dinner at 7 o'clock. Like, let's say 8 o'clock or on a weekend, 9
o'clock.
Okay,
fine.
Okay, so.
Yes. I mean, weekends, I tell people you don't have to do this thing every day. You could do 3 days a week where you do this kind of earlier dinner. And I've talked to you about this. There's so many advantages about earlier dinner. Earlier dinner means that your body can be synced to circadian rhythm. So there's lots of evidence coming out all the time that the more you give your GI tract, your skin, your blood, every cell in your body time to renew and recover during the dark hours, the better it's going to be for you. And so if you're eating the bulk of your meals between 12 and 6, that's going to be the best thing you can do for your gut and your skin and your hair. So like even your skin has a circadian rhythm and so does your hair. So like you will optimize not only your gut, but also your skin.
Well, I don't know if it's realistic for people to finish eating at 6 o'clock at night.
It's like the bulk of your calories you want to get at in those hours. And then you could say, hey, you know what? 2 days a week or 3 days a week, I'm going to push this a little bit longer. And those may be your late days, or maybe that's the day that you can kind of eat a little bit earlier. They did a breast cancer study and they saw just 13 hours. On average, people just fasted 13 hours a night, 8 p.m. to 9 a.m. or 7 p.m. to 8 a.m. And they found that there was a 36% decrease in breast cancer recurrence.
Wow.
I mean, that's like,
huge.
Why would you not do that?
So intermittent fasting has become, it's become the rage.
Yeah.
So intermittent fasting, which they call IF, so the minimum is 12 hours and you push yourself up to 13, 14 hours, or does 12 hours not do anything?
No, it does. If you go between 12 hours and you can go all the way up to about 24 hours, that's still considered intermittent fasting. And the reason why it's all the rage is that we realized, hey, we're eating 15 hours a day on average. There's also a lot of diseases that are on the rise. And maybe, yes, it's calories. Yes, it's not exercise. But there's this other factor that we have been discounting all this time. And so they found in animal studies, then they found in human studies. And now there's all these new trials looking at shorter periods of time, like, you know, the like I mentioned, just the 12, 13, 14 hours, that it makes a huge difference in not only our energy levels now, which is what we're talking about, but then disease in the future. The more you can move up your dinner, like the intermittent fasters on the internet are doing this thing where they eat at first meal at 12 noon, which is fine. But what I like to tell people is that really concentrate on ending your nighttime snacking. If you could like not have a snack before bed and start your fast a little bit earlier, that's going to optimize your circadian rhythms too. You're going to get better sleep. You're going to get better skin. You're going to get better energy. You're going to get better benefits. So all fasting is good, but the earlier meal is the preferred.
Mm-hmm. And what can you eat after dinner? Does tea count? Herbal tea?
You can do herbal tea and that does not count. I actually allow 40 calories even after you've started your fast. So you could have herbal tea and then you could have, or have broth, or you could have a half a tablespoon of almond butter and a stevia sweetened drink if you need it. But I urge you not to do sugary things, something low protein and low sugar.
Okay, there are women listening to this that are shaking their head and said, if I can eat half a teaspoon of almond butter, I wouldn't even have
tablespoon.
To. Half a tablespoon still. Like if I could just eat that, no. So I wouldn't
what
do
about
that.
Tea?
I would just have tea. And what do you think about the fast bar? which is a 200-calorie bar that they say your body is actually still fasting.
Dr. Longo has a protocol called fasting mimicking diet, and that's a bar from his fasting mimicking diet. And I do that sometimes. He's basically saying, hey, I get it. People cannot fast completely with no food. And there's got to be ways to keep them in the kind of fasting mode. I say it's not the best way to fast, but it's definitely something that you can do as your first meal. If you're like, hey, I don't have time to eat a full meal at 10 a.m., I'm going to have a fast bar and then have my full meal at 12. That would make sense to me. So that's busy women's fast is the first thing I would say. And then the second energy booster that I think is really going to change your energy right away is circadian syncing. So what that means is that, hey, we have blue light in all hours of our day. When we look at our phone, it delays melatonin onset for like 90 minutes every time we look at it. And so you can imagine we are really messing up our circadian cycles. And circadian cycles are not just about our brain anymore. It's about our energy and our skin and our well-being. So our brain and our hormones. So one of the things I tell people is that on, even if it's not sunny outside, as long as there's, you know, there's a sky that is not pitch black, go outside and spend, you know, if you can go outside and spend 20 minutes outside in the sunlight or at least daylight before 2 p.m., that's ideal. Or just put your office chair next to a sunny window. That alone can really change so much of your energy levels. And then at night, spend like 90 minutes, if you can, away from the blue light, like maybe dim your lights in the home and maybe put down the phone and the computer for like an hour or hour and a half before bed.
And do you believe in melatonin as a supplement?
Yes, I do. I love melatonin, but I do think that people get it way wrong. So this is what happens. In the pharmacy, you go to the pharmacy, you see melatonin, you see 3 milligrams, you see 5 milligrams, you see 1 milligram. So everybody always says, well, more is better because, you know, why not, right? But when they looked at clinical studies, they said even just a half to 1 milligram of melatonin was enough to induce sleep in people, especially if they're already doing all the other sleep hygiene and circadian rhythm work. So what I tell people is like, use the smallest dose that you can, 1 to 2 milligrams. Don't go to the 5-10 milligrams because melatonin is a hormone. Mm. Why are you going to take exogenous hormones if you don't have to?
Mm. What about probiotics? What are your recommendations?
So probiotics are tough because, you know, imagine a barren farmland, okay? And you're in a plane and you're just throwing seeds out of the window and you're hoping, like you're praying that they grow. You know, what's the chances of that taking at all? So what I say to people is like, work on fertilizing that land before you actually throw the seeds on there. So like you want to increase the water intake. You want to increase your vegetable intake, which has fiber in it. And that fiber feeds those little seedlings that are there, but they need food. They're starving to death. So you feed those little seedlings and then you stop the sugar, which stops those weeds from growing. Those weeds are feeding on the sugary foods. And so by doing that, you kind of heal that barren garden. Probiotic foods just work a lot better than probiotic pills because our body is super smart. If you ingest a whole bunch of bacteria, your body's going to be like, oh, wait, I got to go kill that foreign thing that just came into your mouth. And so by the time it gets to your colon, it's like dead.
Mm-hmm. So what are the best probiotic foods that you recommend?
Okay, so I love kimchi. Mm-hmm. I love fermented vegetables. Now, you know, you go to Whole Foods or you go to your farmer's market, there's a whole aisle of fermented vegetables that you can get, even more than just pickles. But I love pickles, but you got to get the special actually fermented, not just the ones that are pickled. Pickled and fermented are two different things. I think people get that confused.
I never heard of that. Explain. How do you know that your pickle is fermented and not pickled?
So if you go and see some of the jarred pickles, what they did is they just basically put the pickling spices in there, you know, like salt and vinegar and whatever, and they put it in a bottle and then they process it under heat. It's not necessarily fermented. Fermented means it sat on the shelf for a while and made bacteria, and then you put it in the fridge, right? Mm-hmm. Like you need actual bacteria to be growing in there. You can't just put the spices and put it away.
Okay. So what supplements do you personally take?
So I personally take vitamin D. I think that vitamin D, it's like the hormone of the year. When I was in immunology training, because they were like, wow, never before did they see a vitamin that acted exactly like a hormone in your body. So if you're trying to balance your hormones, you got to check your vitamin D levels. And if they're not optimized, then you should be taking a supplement. So optimized means probably higher than what the lab shows. And there's really, really good data now that you should be on the higher side for that. So that's where the sunlight helps and the vitamin D helps. I'm not a big supplement person. I just feel like, you know, the more you look at it, the more you feel like you can get a lot of this from a good, well-balanced diet. What I do like, you know, I kind of like the Ayurvedic herbs from time to time. Ashwagandha is a nice hormone balancer. Rhodiola is a nice hormone balancer. Sometimes I take that once a week. I take a B vitamin because I am plant-based. And so I want to make sure that I'm getting my B12.
Once a week?
The good thing about B vitamins is you'll pee it out. So there are certain vitamins like C and B that you can pee out. And so you can't really overdose on it. But why take extra if you don't need it, right?
And what I know, you're a vegetarian, so you don't do fish oil, but do you do flax oil?
Yeah, I do like omega-3. So if you really look at omega-3 data, it's pretty good. The vegan omega-3 is algae oil, which is what the fish feed on. So I do like omega-3s as well.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What do you do for fun? Like, what do you eat for fun?
Oh, what do I eat for fun? Okay, so when I went to India, the culture is all about food. Mm-hmm. It's like you eat every minute of the day. You're served by people who like make these amazing meals. I think I went pretty off my plan there. I love Indian chai. The tea is just to die for, and they boil it for like an hour and they put all these spices in it, and it's got milk and sugar, and it's like a dessert. And I could literally, like, I could live on that stuff. So I really, really like that. I also love salty Indian snacks. I'm Gujarati, which I know you know, but some people mm-hmm. don't know that it's like the northwest part of India, and they love their fried, it's kind of like a chickpea flour snacks. Mm-hmm. They're like called gatia. They're like noodles that you can put on top of your food or eat snack by itself. And I say, well, it's made out of chickpea flour, so at least it won't make me bloated, you know, like the breads and whatever will. So I love that stuff. And I love chocolate. That's my big indulgence. I love chocolate.
Well, I probably have a piece of chocolate 3 to 4 days a week, especially when I discovered Lily's. Yes. You know Lily's chocolate? It's sweetened with stevia. There's no sugar in it.
Do you eat the bars? Or
I have the chips at home and, you know, the bar. We have the bars in the office. And I, you know, I've made a pact with myself that when I eat chocolate, I make sure I'm actually paying attention. And like, I want it to melt in my mouth. I don't want to just chew it and swallow it. I want to pay attention.
But let's be honest. I mean, there is a big difference between Lily's versus the Ghirardelli chocolate chips or the Who bars. Like when I have my 2 days a month, I literally have 2 days a month where I kind of do whatever I want. I go for the Ghirardelli and the Who bars. I just find them creamier.
Well, the Who is amazing. That's Who Kitchen. It's just amazing.
Yeah, Who Kitchen.
But the Ghirardelli, I mean, that doesn't even taste good to me. It's like having milk chocolate. I think I'm so accustomed to healthy food that the dark chocolate, not too sweet, not too creamy, works for me.
I tell people, and I'm just going to tell you this too, I think having a one-day all-out fest, getting everything out of your system, and then going stricter on the other days, like I personally, and for people I've worked with, find that to work really well instead of having this like strict regime every single day of your life. You need a break, a mental break.
What day is that for you?
So for me, okay, so when we're talking about hormones, every woman, if they're menstruating, should be tracking their cycles. And there's a follicular phase, you know, there's two parts of your cycle. And I always calculate, you can feel it, but it's usually the 7 days before your period. And then usually the day before your period. So like 2 days in a month, I will say, you know, my body's asking for it. And that's probably the nice days not to fast, not to think about it. Go have whatever you've been wanting. And then I just end it. And sometimes it doesn't have to do with my hormone cycle. Sometimes it has to do with, yeah, it's my birthday. But I don't want it to go more than 2 days a month for myself personally.
Yeah, I like Saturdays. You know, yeah. So sometimes it's like, you know what? I just want to eat those really good French fries with my with my martini, of course. But, you know,
I know. So one thing I will say is one day you should do a full day fast. There is so many. Have you heard about this Mormon study? Did I tell you about this?
No.
I'll tell everybody.
The Jewish study means we're too hungry to do a Mormon fast. Sorry.
A Mormon fast is where once a month they skip two meals in a day. And those people ended up with mortality benefits of, you know, 40%. This is like staggering, staggering. But of course, you know, when you look at the Mormon population, there's a lot of differences. They tried to control for everything. So they tried to control for their lifestyle. But still, there may be other differences in their genetics and stuff that could make them like live healthier and longer. But I think it's worth it. I do it once a month where I kind of try to fast all the way to dinner. So you can break your fast with your martini, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I like that. And your husband and your two kids, when you fast,
yeah.
What happens to them?
Luckily, my husband started to get on the bandwagon, which I tell people to do with their spouses if they have family. Say, hey, guys, why don't we try this thing where we're going to eat dinner by 6 and, you know, one day a week, everybody's kind of on board. I don't do more than 12 hours for the kids because I don't think it's the safety in intermittent fasting for kids beyond 12 hours is really unknown. But we do kind of a, you know, hybrid. And I think, you know, if you think about it, you could probably make it work.
And your kids, when they go to their friends' birthday parties, are they the ones that eat the cake or skip it?
They eat the cake. They go Halloween trick-or-treating. Yeah. I mean, one of my friend's moms said, oh, I asked my son, like, what can I serve Jaden? My son's name is Jaden. And she goes, oh, he's just like a normal kid. Like, he eats whatever. And I loved that because I want them to model my behavior. I'm not going to be my personality is not something to force someone to do something. I just feel like it just begs for them to rebel, right? Mm-hmm. Like I want them to watch us and be inspired as they get older. And we have tons of vegetables on the plate all the time. But beyond that, I don't do anything.
But they are unbelievable dancers. I still cannot stop thinking about that competition. They're both doing it. Ballroom? Is it ballroom?
It's ballroom dancing. Wow. Last December, they had to prepare a dance for a wedding in India, and they started, and then they practice like 3 times a week, and it's a lot of work.
It's amazing. It's adorable. So, question. We are all tired. How do women know that it's not normal? Because we're always tired. When do we know when it's a problem, and when do we ask for help?
I don't think it's normal to be tired. I think it's normal once in a while. I would say like once a week to feel like you didn't get a good night's sleep for whatever reason, or you're overwhelmed or whatever. But this whole culture of feeling tired every day and all the time, that is not normal. We've normalized it because we don't want to sit with the solutions, right? But that's how I say, if you're feeling tired at all on a regular basis, there's a big red flag on your hormones, on your gut, on your immune system. You got to start doing the circadian syncing that I talked about, simple things like sitting with your door open for 20 minutes or if it's winter, just sitting near a window and then turning off those blue lights 90 minutes before bed, and maybe using a milligram of melatonin to get to bed on time and getting those 8 hours. And then the busy woman's fast, just 12 to 14 hours. I'm not talking about like the things that we had discussed in this talk, like the 24 hours and things. I'm talking just 12 to 14 hours. Can you do that? The other things we didn't really touch on is changing your diet, you know, really increasing your prebiotics and drinking water, 80 ounces, and adding in some tea. I'm a big, huge fan of tea, not just green tea, but black tea has shown huge benefits in your health. So those things. Also saunas. Okay. 3 times a week, sauna use plus exercise, it's like an additive effect to improve that energy trifecta. The energy trifecta is gut, immune system, hormones. And that trifecta is something that we don't ever learn about, talk about, or get taught by our physicians. And that's something we should be taught.
Well, talk to me about exercise, because, you know, we've always heard, you know, push yourself, do all these things. And then other people are like, no, you're actually making yourself more stressed. Do more weights, do more yoga. Mm-hmm. What's your philosophy?
My philosophy is that the fitness industry has brainwashed us into thinking that we need to be doing 1 hour HIIT workouts every day, all or nothing. And if we're not, then we're not good enough, and we're not skinny enough, we're not muscular enough. It's like this. It's just like the diet industry. The fitness industry has something to gain from us thinking that. But in reality, really, if you look at the science, it's just movement. And more you do movement in nature, the better. So I'm talking about a walk in nature. And people like you do this all the time. But when I tell people, like, you don't need to be doing 5 heavy HIIT workouts a week. In fact, that might be worsening your problem. They are so shocked because they've never heard that before.
And what do you do? What's your exercise?
So I do a lot of yoga, because my yoga, remember I was telling you, is hip hop yoga. So I like the combination of having a little bit of music and a cardio yoga practice. I do that. And I do HIIT a few times a week. I run into the same problem that I tell other people not to do, is that too much exercise is counterproductive. Like, if you're doing exercise to improve your long-term lifespan and your energy levels, then more is not more. You've got to sleep well. You got to rest. You got to balance it with nature time and yoga. You can't just keep hitting yourself. I used to be this long distance runner, and I had to stop because it was messing my hormones up.
So I hear you're writing a book. What is it on?
It's Why the F Are We So Tired? And this book is going to be a culmination of kind of the energy trifecta that we talked about, stories of people just like us who are so busy that they don't have time to do the million things that they've read about, and some of which are fighting with each other. So it's just easy, super easy, doable steps to change your energy in a way that is based on science.
And I have a speed run for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
What's your cocktail of choice?
Oh, tequila. Tequila soda with lime. Two limes.
Okay. What's the last thing you ate?
The last thing I had was chai.
That's what you drank. What's the last thing you ate?
Oh, almonds. Raw almonds.
How many?
A handful of them.
Yeah. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
What's your order?
Okay, so I do a chai, which is cardamom, ginger, and depending on the either coconut, almond, or hemp milk. And, you know, when I'm in India, regular milk.
And what brand do you like here?
I get my tea from India. It's Kashmir Black tea.
Ooh, lucky you. what is the last book you read?
Anti-Fragile by Nassim Taleb. It's a nonfiction book. It's about how systems that thrive under stress are the systems that are going to survive. So, you know, it's almost like resilience, but the next level of resilience is called anti-fragile. So you're not fragile. You're so resilient that you get better with stressors, kind of like how we would describe you or, you know, an entrepreneur that's successful. You thrive on stressors, grow with negativity, with failures. Or
what's one makeup or skincare item you cannot live without?
Concealer. I'm Indian.
Yep. And lastly, I don't know how you're going to answer this because I don't think you do it. How do you unwind?
Taking my own advice, I turn my phone off at about 8 o'clock every night and I turn all the lights to dim, and I either read a book, hang out with the kids, my husband, you know, do a skincare routine, which I finally started doing at the age of 40.
Well, Dr. Amy Shaw, I am so happy to talk to you. I always learn so much, and I will never be as good as you in any of these practices that you do, but I'm mini steps. Mini steps.
Well, I'll never be as even close to you in your skills in makeup and entrepreneurship and everything else. So it's all good.
Okay. I think you're a quick study, but cannot wait to see what else you're doing. And where can people find you?
On Instagram, it's at FastingMD. My website is amymdwellness.com. And then Amy Shaw MD on Twitter and Facebook, which I've started to use more often now.
Oh, well, thanks so much for talking to me, and I look forward to catching up soon.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks so much for everything you've done.
Bye. Talk to you.
Bye.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.